From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Monday, March 18th. Early election results show nearly two-thirds of voters in Chico decided against allowing the Valley's Edge housing plan to move forward. NSPR's Eric Adams has more on what some Valley's Edge supporters think of the decision.
Although the results are not yet final, Valley's Edge supporters recognize they've likely lost, and they say that could mean trouble for Chico. Based on typical population growth, the city could face a tough future. That's according to the Butte County Housing Authority's Ed Mayer. He says the area needs more homes.
If you say no to that, this community is going to double in 30 to 50 years. Where are you going to put the people? We're looking at putting another 100,000 people right here in Chico.
Mike Trollender, a planner who worked with developers on the project, had hoped the two sides would reach a compromise that would have allowed Valley's Edge to move forward. He said the loss at the ballot box is a missed opportunity for Chico to be a more livable city.
It was not a gated community. It had a high-low range. It was a stunning example of low-impact cluster development. And the city lost over that, the idea that that didn't happen.
As of March 15th, results showed about 60% of Chico voters decided against Measures O and P. Both needed to pass for the project to move forward. The county has until April 4th to finish counting ballots and certify the election. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
The California State Student Association, a council of student government leaders in the California State University system, say they are now the largest college advocacy group to pass a ceasefire resolution in the nation. It was passed last weekend and calls for an immediate bilateral ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, as well as a safe return of hostages from Palestine and Israel. It also asks for all 23 CSU campuses to protect students and faculty from hate and censorship. Chico State Associated Students also passed its own ceasefire resolution last month. Also, Scotty's Landing along the Sacramento River outside of Chico has been the gathering place for tubers, kayakers, sports fishers, and locals for almost 70 years, and now it's been shut down. Last week, Butte County Code Enforcement served notice that electrical problems make the restaurant and bar unsafe for occupancy. Scotty's is in serious disrepair, and the owner has been struggling for several years to bring it up to code. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, the owner plans to make repairs and sell it to someone who, he hopes, will carry it forward. And in other news, California Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara announced a plan last week that he hopes will encourage home insurers to return to the state. Many have fled the California market in the last few years, leaving homeowners with few options, pay crippling premium increases if they can get coverage at all, or forgo coverage altogether. The companies say massive payouts due to increasingly frequent devastating wildfires have inflated rebuilding costs, as well as outmoded government regulations have made it unprofitable to do business here. One problem has been a requirement that insurers set their rates based on historical data. According to reporting by news outlet Politico, insurers argue that method is no longer predictive, and in other states, they're allowed to use catastrophic modeling based on the probable severity of future disasters. Lara says his plan will modernize the California marketplace. Insurers support the change, but critics say catastrophic modeling hasn't worked in other states, like hurricane-plagued Florida. And a bill prohibiting police from making arrests based solely on roadside drug tests is advancing in the state legislature. Specifically, the bill deals with color-based or colorimetric tests. Supporters say the tests are inaccurate and that things like flour and sugar have produced positive results. Marietta Republican Senator Kelly Sayarto has this question for the bill's author, San Francisco Democratic Senator Scott Wiener.
Why are we trying to take something offline right now that will exonerate people who are carrying a bag of flour or a bag of sugar versus somebody who has drugs on them and needs to be removed from the street?
Because thousands of people are getting arrested even though they don't have drugs. That's why. Because these tests were never intended to be in any way definitive, and yet they are being used as a definitive tool.
The bill passed the Senate Public Safety Committee 4-1, with Sayarto casting the lone dissenting vote. The measure heads next to the Senate Appropriations Committee. And finally, a state agency created by voters has moved one step closer to establishing guidelines for how companies can use AI and personal data to make decisions that impact the lives of Californians. These could be decisions about insurance, job advancement, housing, and more. This, according to reporting from CalMatters. The rules would apply to any company making more than $25 million in annual revenue or processing the personal data of more than 100,000 Californians. The Privacy Protection Agency voted to advance the rules earlier this month, but it will be at least another year before a final vote happens. Labor unions have said the current rules are watered down and give businesses loopholes to skirt accountability. And those are your headlines for Monday, March 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanora Grove.